Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. We ended the last issue with Leia and Shara on Naboo as is being attacked by the Empire. Let's see how they fare in this issue.
So we start out the third issue following Kes, and they're in the Outer Rim.
The Wretch of Tehran.
Thank you.
Imperial Security Bureau Black Site.
Yeah. And
so what is happening is Kes and his partner Zakas are part of a multi-personnel strike team that have set up multiple locations around this ISB black site, and they are about to initiate an attack all at the same time. Go ahead. I'm glad you brought me in here for military purposes. This is handy for you. You're welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I did it strategically, I swear. So as the attack happens, they start coming down the mountain. Kes is about ready to be flanked, but Chewie pops up.
Yay!
And, you know, just snaps a stormtrooper's neck.
It's fine. Basically, they pop a hole in the wall, and Strike Force gets inside. What I can't remember, though, is what exactly they're looking for in here.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
I'm wondering if they're just... It almost just sounds like they're just there to clear out the site.
I think
and
this was a
slash
site.
Get intel.
Yeah, I think this was just part one of the sites on the data that they found.
Yeah.
Endor.
And I mean, we know that the Imperial Security Bureau, that's like the Empire CIA, basically.
Yeah. So they basically just clear the base, and that's it for now.
Cut two.
We go back to feed on Naboo, and Captain Kuro is a descendant of Panaka?
Are you asking that because he's the only black guy in the room?
No, I'm asking that because I'm pretty sure Panaka's lineage was, like, loyal to the queen, no matter who the queen was. Because his son was the bodyguard for Amidala in Clone Wars.
Okay.
You remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
The
one guy that was talking to her on the landing platform, that was Panaka's son.
Forgot about that. All I remember is that in Leia, Princess of Alderaan, something happens to Panaka when Leia secretly goes to Naboo, not yet knowing anything about her real mom and dad.
Yeah.
And Panaka's there and Panaka sees her and was like, flashback.
Yeah.
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 God damn it, Two Tubes. That's a spoiler.
I remember telling about that.
Anywho.
So, yeah, he's telling the queen that they're having typhoons, strength storms all around the planet. The Gungans are having, they confirmed that they're having some trouble as well. There's reports of fires and floods and destruction, all over the Naboo. And then we get Shara just basically letting everybody know that it's Imperials. It's an Imperial remnant. Like, this is all signs pointed to them. She says that if they're altering the weather around the planet, then, we're talking about an orbital array of some kind.
And as we know in Star Wars, if there's something sending a signal to jam, then it means there's a ship. And if there's a ship, we can blow it up.
Yep. So, Leia turns to the queen and says, we need pilots. We need ships. Captain Kuro is like, we're not combat trained. Like, we haven't had a combat trained pilot
in decades.
The Empire or the Emperor demilitarized Naboo and they just destroyed all the ships. The Queen's like, that's not entirely true. And so she explains that, after the Trade Federation invaded, they sealed this section of Theed of the city or of the palace. But, the Queen always has access to it. So she goes to the hangar that we had saw in Phantom Menace. And we see all of the old Naboo starfighters.
And can we talk about Leia for a second?
Go ahead.
I got so excited I got a call.
Yeah, you did.
So, as you guys know, most Star Wars fans know, except for the people that didn't like The Last Jedi, Leia has Force abilities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, she didn't get trained on Swamp Planet with little green dude Yoda, okay? But she's got Force abilities. She walks into this hangar, and she instantly gets, like, the icy chill of Maul. Just, like, there's just leftover rage all over that building. Yeah.
The picture that they show. And the art in this one.
It's so cool.
If I remember correctly, the art is...
It's Angel Unzueta.
Yeah. Like, it's beautiful art.
It is. It's the hangar doors open. Yep. Leia is standing in the middle. She's got a badass cape because she's Leia. And then, like, in front of her as, like, a translucent silhouette is Maul's face. And it's just so cool.
Yeah. Like, it's really, really powerful scene. But she's able to not disregard it, but, you know, she pushes past it. And they go to look at the ships. Unfortunately, there was only, you know, in the hangar itself, it's got like 5, 6, 7 ships, but sadly, 3 of them are available to fly.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they didn't have enough power or gas or fuel.
No astromechs to help them fly.
No, so it's all their own.
It's manual control.
There we go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But so, you know, Shara is already saying she'll go ahead and hop in one. Leia's like, okay, I'll hop in one. And then the queen is like, well, I'll hop in one too.
Shara goes, but one fighter against whatever's up there, ... And Leia's like, 2. And then the queen's like, 3.
Well, I like how Shara said that, you know, I'm your assistant and I'm supposed to keep you out of harm's way. And
that's funny. It's Leia.
But then, Leia's like, it's a good thing I need a wingman. Then.
Yeah.
The queen's like, I was combat certified before I got elected. And you see Kara in the background. I was like, no.
It's great. Bad.
So we are back at
the ISB security black site.
And we've got the rest of the rebellion fighting through, you know, just taking out the stormtroopers left and right. They get up to this lieutenant, I think.
Yeah. It's an officer. He's got a little officer's gray cap on. He's like, I need time to initiate the data purge. Like, he's just trying to, like, burn everything. Anything that the rebellion can use, it's better to just destroy it.
Yeah. So they get into the command center, and they hook 3PO up to try and get whatever information they can off of these data files.
Yeah.
And he takes note that there is an operation that is currently running, and it's very widespread.
Mm-hmm.
So he turns to Solo, to Han real quick, and he says that one of the targets, one of the multiple targets, is Naboo. And I believe Han knows that Leia was heading there. I could be wrong. Mon might have told him.
Mon may have, I don't know, because they've been in the field for forever that they may not even know.
It's possible.
But by this time, Han knows who Leia's actual parents are. So just him hearing Naboo could be enough of.
See, here's the thing, though. They knew who her dad was. They didn't know. I don't think anybody really knew anything about the mom, about Amidala.
I might need to confirm that, but I feel like it's referenced in another book where they bring, where the night that she tells him everything, I feel like,
gotcha.
I feel like that is brought up. I would have to confirm that though. Don't quote me on it.
Okay.
But I feel like at this time, if nothing else, that's what this panel suggests.
Yeah, because the look on his face is a look of concern.
Now, Cass Dameron is in the background and he looks concerned. So I don't know how much they knew.
That's why I feel like maybe Mon told Han that, hey, Leia and Shara are going on this mission.
Yeah. But see, but that doesn't exactly make sense because of all the security protocols that Leia said she had in place when it came to the nav computer being auto set and not telling.
I guess, yeah.
Shara, like, they didn't know. I don't know. It's just one of the issues. Yeah.
Yeah. They would have kept everything hush hush. Like,
yeah. Because
this was a secret.
We may just be reading too much into the panel.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, happens. We go back to Naboo, and we got the queen.
I want to know whatever makeup remover she has, because damn, all of her makeup is gone.
It's funny you say that, because I think I saw that. No, I saw a thing about on Mulan about that.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
she just
whatever she makeup remover's in her sleeve, I need it.
Of course, Karo is freaking out. Like, you're the queen of Naboo. You can't go up there and die.
And then, this is so shitty. He's like, send one of your handmaids to do it. And she's like, I'm not going to send a handmaid to do a mission that I wouldn't do myself.
Exactly. And that's what makes Naboo.
She's a good leader.
Naboo in general. Because Amidala did it.
Yeah, but
the queen after her, which I remember, did it.
What's interesting is that these are not... This is not a dynasty of
no,
royalty.
They're
like,
elected.
They're elected yeah. officials. Like, Naboo has a good voting record in the last 40 years or so. I can't speak to before or after, so I don't know.
No, you're fine. But, you know, she tells...
Were you going to blame Jar Jar for
Palpatine? No, I do blame Jar Jar for that. But Jar Jar was manipulated into doing that.
Very much so.
It's not really... I can't blame him too much for
that. It's not all his fault.
Yeah. The queen... You know, tells Karo to continue the evacuation of the city and, you know, let us handle the satellites up there and the ship itself. So they hop in the ships and they get ready to fly out into this storm. Very ominous. Like, right out that door, the hangar bay is all of these lightning bolts just everywhere.
Yeah, it's basically the apocalypse has come to Naboo.
Yeah, we see it striking, destroying some statues, striking the water. You know, the tide is just kind of rolling in. It's very, very devastating. So they get up there. They get up into space. And they start to make their run for the Torment. And as they are getting close to the very... As they blow up the first satellite, or the first array, you know, the Torment releases a bunch of TIE fighters. So now it's... I think it's Shara taking care of the TIE fighters while Queen Saruna and Leia take out the array satellites.
Yeah.
And it is not easy.
It's a good fight. Oh, like,
yeah.
I mean, they give the TIE fighters a run for their money for sure.
Yeah, it's just three of them, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we got one that has Force abilities.
It helps.
Being Leia. And that's just one we know of. Who knows if Shara or the Queen had some. Maybe Leighton some. Probably not. But you never know.
I'm going to assume no. But, I mean, there's a reason Poe is as good of a pilot as he is.
Yeah.
He learned it from his... He got it from his mama.
I've got a theory on that one.
Oh?
We'll talk about that at the end when we get to there.
All right.
So as they're, you know, as Shara is blowing up all of these... Well, Leia helps because Shara is... Not, I don't want to say pinned down, but she's having some trouble.
She's a little tied up.
And, you know, Leia...
You're welcome.
Wow.
That was the funniest Star Wars joke I have ever made.
We get some more TIE fighters coming out. And the beauty of it is, though, as soon as those fighters pop out... Here comes the rest of the rebellion.
Yay!
You know, and so it's easy cleanup. Like, they destroy the Torment. All the TIE fighters, like, they just... Hands down, the fighting's done.
Yeah.
The satellites get destroyed. You know, end of story, Naboo's safe. Naboo's liberated, finally. And we end the issue. The Shara and Leia... Hop back up to the Rebel Fleet Command, Muster Point Virgins. And, you know, Leia is, you know, kind of happy to see Han, although she, I guess at this point, she's finally able to admit it.
Yeah.
But of course.
I mean, she is pregnant at this time, but, like, whatever.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ben Solo was conceived after the Battle of Endor.
Interesting. I thought it was a little bit later than that. And then, of course, Shara is happy to see Kes, her husband.
Hell yeah. So. Have you seen Kes Dameron? I would, if that was my husband, I would also be very happy to jump out of a ship and see him. Go on.
Please, tell me more.
No, he's... Okay, so, Poe Dameron.
Please stop, it's fine. Okay. Good. And that ends the third issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Queue. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Star Wars story.